Good morning, church. It's good to see you again. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, this is a Sunday that simply followed the previous one that we had. But Father, we just ask that let it not be the same as it was last week. That what was good last week, it's not going to be good enough this week. So, Father, we want more of you. So, Father, we have songs to sing that lift up and glorify your name. Father, we want to worship you now, wholeheartedly, holding nothing back. So, Father, help us to come to you now in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sins are washed away, I've been redeemed, and the devil's mad, and I'm so glad, and the devil's mad, and I'm so glad, and the devil's mad, and I'm so glad, he lost a soul that he thought he had, all my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed, and that's not all, there's more besides, and that's not all. There's more besides, and that's not all, there's more besides. I've been to the river, I've been baptized, all my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. My Lord and I, we get so close, my Lord and I, we get so close, my Lord and I, we get so close, he fills me with the Holy Ghost. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. If you want to see the devil run, if you want to see the devil run, if you want to see the devil run, shoot him with the gospel gun. Bang! My sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. My Lord, he did just what he said. My Lord, he did. Just what he said, my Lord, he did just what he said. Healed the sick and he raised the dead. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. You can talk about me just as much you please. You can talk about me just as much you please. You can talk about me just as much you please. I talk about you down on my knees. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. And that ain't all, there's a whole lot more. And that ain't all, there's a whole lot more. And that ain't all, there's a whole lot more. Jesus Christ is the open door. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust.
You agree with that?
Yes, Lord.
When I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. And I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. That's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Hallelujah.
Mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is such a fun song to sing. You know, there's times I come in here, I feel like singing and it's great. But there's other times I come up here and I'm just not having a good day, good week, whatever it happens to be. And I force myself to sing this. And you know, God is faithful every single time. He blesses me in that, you know, by the end of the song service, if I came in depressed because I made the choice to praise Him, I didn't feel like it, but because I made the choice to praise Him, I felt so much better, uplifted afterwards. That's what this song is singing. Great and mighty is the Lord our God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with His word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how Thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eyes. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes Thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from Thy throne. While all that borrows life from Thee is ever in Thy care, and everywhere that man can be, Thou God art present there.
Amen.
Someday when you get to heaven, you can ask Isaac Watts, who wrote that song, how come you didn't include a fourth or fifth or sixth verse in there? The words are so good.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. Sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. sinners perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Walk with thee. Rent in Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and stairs, if I falter, Lord, who cares? My burden shares, none but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Rent in Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. My feeble life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er. To thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus is my plea. A closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
To the heart of God. There is sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, oh, thus who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Oh, thus who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
Oh.
song.
Amen.
song. Sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you.
Heavenly Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to empty me out, Lord, and fill me with yourself. I want to ask you to use me right now, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can sing, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And with our hands lifted up and a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We are going to bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. In moments like this, let us lift up our hands unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer foot to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. The Lord is our keeper and the shade on our right hand. Hallelujah. The sun will not smite us by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve our soul. He shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Lord, we thank you that we can look up unto the hills. We can look unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. Hallelujah. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not like the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In me ye shall have tribulation, you shall have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee. Hallelujah. He is the God of peace. Oh, he is the God of peace. Hallelujah. 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 Some people may be struggling, maybe going through tribulation, and one evil thing after another. But he says, come all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And thank you, Jehovah Shalom, that you are peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can come to you. All we need to do, call upon the name of the Lord, and he shall deliver us. He shall heal us. He shall save us. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom. We love you and we appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you for moving in the midst of us mightily today, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit have his way. Let each and every person be touched today, and let no one be left untouched. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus and those who listen to us and watch us in the webcast. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory, O Lord. And let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say rejoice. Let our moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Praise his holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord, let the Holy Spirit touch the pastors, anoint him as he will deliver the message to us. Give him joy and peace in his heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you also that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are a provider, you are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, there's no want to them that fear the Lord. Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly in the name of Jesus. And Lord, today we want to give to the work of the Lord out of what you have given us. We want to give with gladness. God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. No matter how much we give, we can never outgive God. We can never outgive him. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. He told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you stand good in your promises. We thank you for blessing this offering and make it multiply, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Thank you also, Lord, that you bless the finances of the church in such a mighty way, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you and praise you. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen.
Okay, good morning. Sure enjoyed that piano playing, Gary. Thank you. That's sometimes the most relaxing time I get all week, is that little space right there. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our platform here for testimonies. So from time to time, we need to reiterate that the testimony time is for personal testimonies about what God is doing in your life. So remember that it's not about internet stories or hearsay or any of that. Okay, it's for personal testimonies. And there's a lot of stories out there, but this is the storybook that we believe in. So this is our Facebook. You need to have your face in this book. Okay. There's no gossip in that one. Oh, there. You'll figure it out. Yeah. So we're going to have a little time for testimony. I have a testimony this week. I asked, I had this truck that I bought years ago, actually kind of traded, and it really didn't fit my operation that well. And it's kind of an old tank, we called it Big Bertha. And so I needed to sell that truck. And right now in the marketplace, there's trucks are a dime a dozen. And because there's a lot of construction guys selling trucks. And but I asked God to sell the truck, and he did. So sold it yesterday. The guy never tried to beat down our price. It was a good, fair price, more than fair. So on Tuesday, we asked God to sell it, and he sold it yesterday. So I want to say thanks for that. And I'm always, you know, the devil's always trying to get you to look over here or look over there. And in my life, I get that pretty much daily, you know. Look at this contractor. What do you think he's doing? Yeah, and look at that, and look at this, you know. And that's the enemy trying to get you sidetracked. Because what we need to look at is Jesus. And what is his plan for our life? And this is being reiterated to me again this week. And you know, we say that scripture in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And what I reread that this week again, but I had to slow it down a little. And that phrase in there that says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So for me, it was a little bit of dragging me back over here and helped me to keep my focus straight. I got to basically look to Jesus. Bottom line, every day, look to Jesus. Don't lean on my own understanding. Don't, and then also in Matthew 6:34, it says, let me see, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, I believe that in my life anyway, it's a constant correcting, trying to keep me going down the road where I need to be on, and not looking at this, that, or the other, but keep my focus on Jesus. So that's my testimony for this week. God is telling me, keep looking at me. And he's going to direct my paths. Okay, Satiris.
Good morning, everybody. I have a testimony to share. Happened about 3 weeks ago. Sometimes we think about people, well, they're never going to make it. They get saved, and then that's all we hear about them. And what happened, this man called me about 3 weeks ago. He calls me, he says, I wanted to see you, he says. And he seemed he was hurting over the telephone. He didn't explain to me what it was. Are you going to be home? I said, yes. Come on over. And so he was in Vallejo, so he traveled from Vallejo over to our house. And Joanne and I were there. This is a sad story, but also God turned a sad story into a blessing. So he comes over. He tells me, well, he says, you know, my brother died. He had an accident. And I had spoken to that man also, and I invited him to come to church one time, his brother. And he had a problem with his neck, and so what I asked him, I said, why don't you come over to our church? We can pray for healing, and God can heal you. So that was the only time, and then I met him one more time. So he lost his last brother, so that was his third brother that he lost. One had cancer, another something else, and that was his last brother that he had, and he was devastated. He was crying and everything, and so he came for prayer, so we prayed for him, and we... Holy Spirit was there all the way, and pray that God will comfort him, that he will give him peace in his heart and everything. And it was wonderful what God did, and turned that curse into a blessing. So the Lord showed us that there was a death curse in that family. And as I was praying, and we broke that death curse, he says in the middle of the prayer, he says, amen. In other words, he believed it. He understood what I meant there. And he says, yes, I lost also my grandfather died in a young age because of a car accident or something. And he died in a young age. That his father's father, which was his grandfather, that he died the same way. And so we had that opportunity to pray with him and to give him peace in his heart, and we tell him God works all things together for good to them that love you. It may take a death of one person to bring life to a lot of other people and so on. Yeah. And so, and watch this now, that this man, he was meditating while he was home now and grieving over the loss of his brother. And he says, what shall I do? Shall I go for a bottle? Go and buy a bottle of whiskey? And then he made the decision to come to call us. But the thing about it was the Holy Spirit that planted that in his heart, called Sotiris, called Joanne, and they would pray with you. And that's what he did, and he came. And it was something wonderful that happened that day. It was a miracle of God. And he says, I'm going to change. I'm going to come to church, he says to me. I invited him many times, but he never did come. But now I believe pretty soon he will be coming. And so that's the story with this man that I was with him, buying and selling. God took me out. Then he brought me in and he got saved and his wife got saved. Then he took me out again. And this time it was when the crisis took place. The accident happened because there were three young men that were traveling. I don't know what time it was, late at night. They worked late and they didn't have enough sleep. So he fell asleep on the wheel, and as he turned, he lost his course. In other words, he started going to the other side. So this man, Tom, his name was, he moved to the left, and then they got hit. I don't know exactly the detail, but the man got hit and was killed. And because those guys were, the guy fell asleep on the wheel, that's why the accident took place, and this man's life was lost. So this is my testimony, and I praise God for that, you see sometimes from people that we do not hear about, we don't think that anything is going to happen, they come back in the time of crisis. So some people learn the hard way.
I'm going to read this one scripture I think is real good for us to hear from time to time. It's 1 Timothy 4:1. 1 Timothy 4:1. You want to make sure you don't fall into this class of people. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So there you have it. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So I believe God wanted me to read that. And for me, I have to ask God to protect me, to keep me, so that I don't end up in that class of people, those that get spun out by teachings. Doctrines of devils interprets to me teachings of demons. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise God and good morning. You know, going to church is almost like go fishing. You never know what you're going to get. And we sit down up here in the front, and then when I get up here, you know, I say, well, praise God, a few fishes came in. So that's nice. Now, today we have the joy of welcoming back to our church a family that started in this church. I believe it was about 92 or 93 that Michael Blair came to our church as a single man. And he was in our church for a few years. And his prayer was, I want to be married before I am 40 years old. He had never been married before. That was his prayer. And he said, I don't want to date women. He said, I want God to bring a woman to me. While we were at that time at Madison, we had moved down there, and I had a young lady there, and she was helping out in Sunday school, and for some reason, we had a kitchen. You could actually walk around in a building. It was like a round. And so whenever this lady would come out one door, or she'd see Michael, she would duck and go the other way. So they were always missing each other. Well, eventually, Michael enlisted my wife and me, my prayer, to talk to this young lady and see if she possibly was interested. And I remember we went to a restaurant in Roseville, and they were invited. So my wife and I were sitting on one side, and they were sitting on the other side, very nervous. And that is how their relationship really began. So let us welcome Michael and Luba Blair and the children. Would you come and stand up here? And they have now 4 children. So, Michael, if you would line up here and then have all the children standing here. No, face this way, please.
Let's go down and organize
it. Down, just a little bit further down there. Make it a little longer, a little row. Here we go. There we go. Praise God. So, congregation, would you stand and let's come up and welcome back home. Now, Michael has been a pastor for a few years in the Midwest, and he's now back here in town. And Luba used to be our Sunday school superintendent and a few other things. So let's start on this row here and come on up and welcome them home and give them a big hug. Let me start. God bless you. Okay. How are you? God bless you. just a short word you want to share with the congregation?
Well, sure I do. It's just so good to see so many smiling faces and eyeballs here amongst friends. We were led to move, and it was all culminating towards the end of the year, school year, and we weren't really sure. But God led us to Sacramento, and He made it clear for us. And as soon as He made it clear, I've been going through physical therapy and some other things for my arm and my back. And like that, the day that we made the decision to go to Sacramento, my arm cleared up, my back cleared up, and it stayed that way. And every day I get reminded of that, because I'll twist my ankle, which I just had surgery on not too long ago. I'll twist it, or something will start to fall on me or something like that, and I've never got hurt during this entire move. So just praise God. It was meant to be.
Okay. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, praise the Lord, I got two letters I'd like to read to you here today. We're going to start with the first one. It's from England. And this is a lady by the name of Vera Giles. And I found out she's a 76-year-old grandmother. And she's been a Christian for many years. I don't know what church she's active in. She sounds like a Baptist, but it could be a Methodist. Who knows? Anyway, this is the letter she wrote on August the 7th, 2010. Dear Pastor, thank you for my copy of your book, which I received this morning. And I now look forward to reading it. That's Christian Dynamics number one. God always makes time for the important things, so I believe that this summer, holiday season, will be one of those times. Last night, I listened to your sermon from Adam to Jesus, part one, which was last week. And I got so excited. It was a confirmation of much of what I have learned over the years as a history, like a jigsaw puzzle, began to fit into place. It always makes sense just to know what happened in the beginning and why God created mankind. And unfortunately, it is not taught much these days. But there is always a beginning, because God is the Alpha and Omega. So I continue to praise the Lord and thank Him for you and the ministry of the Word. May God bless you all with every spiritual blessing, and meet your every need in the times that lies ahead. And last month, when we asked for help financially, she did send in a very substantial sum of money to the ministry. And we really appreciate that. I don't believe she's watching us live, but she does watch the video during the week. What part in England she lives in, I do not know. But someday we might travel to England, who knows. I'm going to read a letter, and right after this letter, we're going to have a video clip. I am so thankful to Charles. He is very talented, and he's able to produce all kind of good stuff. And so I'm going to read this letter here. This came in from the Philippines. And he says, Dear Pastor John, greetings in our Lord's name from the islands of the Philippines. Thank you so much for sharing your teaching. I pray it will continue so that it will help me build strongly myself as I'm making converts and disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ in Muslim, communist, and tribal regions here in the Philippines. God bless you more abundantly. And his name is Pastor Rodrigo Limpot. And he's from the city. I don't know if Norma knows this city or not. Is Norma here? She's there. Do you know the city of Cabarabaran? It's on the major island? Okay. So anyway, at this time, we could have a video clip that came from the Philippines.
Ways, O Lord, then I will walk.
You know, when I'm thinking about this, we just heard this last week, 10 Christians in Afghanistan, 6 Americans, that were shot and killed. And the Taliban simply said, you know, we don't like them. They bring Christianity, they spy, and they do good. And I'm thinking, when you see something like this from the Philippines, where they have communist uprisings and Muslims, we got to remember that the Muslim religion is not benign. It is not a loving religion. It is a religion of death, destruction. I don't care what people say. It's an awful religion made by the devil. And we need to understand that. So these people did not ask for money. They simply have listened to our messages. They are blessed. I do not know what kind of education they have. But I'm thinking that here we are in Sacramento and able to produce messages, share with people what happened in the world, and for people to be able to take this knowledge and to go and do things with it. So we want to praise God for that. We got a prayer request here this week, and I'm going to read them to you first. I'm going to try to be slow today, read slow. The international banksters worked hard to push the oil price over the $80 mark, and by midweek, they had pushed the price to around $83 per barrel. But the last 2 days, pressure was put on the price, and oil ended up with $80 per barrel. This tells us that this is a battle we continue, and with prayer, God can and will dominate the oil market in the world and show the banksters who is in charge. Now, someone has made a little bit fun out of what we call Michael Burns, our oil minister. And I want to say this, I don't think there are too many churches that are praying particularly for the oil production in the world. And he really is an oil minister. He is on God's team. And he represents God Almighty on this earth in prayer. So, Michael, lift your head high and hold your title high and simply realize that this is who you are. Now, I didn't ask you to take this, but he got a burden for this. I had it one time, and he says, that's my job. That's what I want to do. See, he got a burden for that. The next one is this. There are 3 open federal homosexual judges in the United States, one of them presiding in San Francisco, and he's the one that ruled that Proposition 8, which states that marriage is between a man and a woman, and passed in the last election in California, is invalid according to the Constitution. The judge has ruled that his ruling will not take effect until the appeal process is over. However, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger showed his true color when he's not calling for the judge to allow the homos to start getting married right away. Arnold has finally showed openly that he is morally corrupt and just another Hollywood prostitute who has no biblical moral values at all. Let us pray that Arnold and his homo friends shall not succeed in their vile and nasty lifestyle. I want to say one thing about federal judges in the United States. We have some very bad judges that have been simply put in there by presidents over the last 20 years. And I really want to tell you this. It will be the federal judges that would rule in the Antichrist system in the United States. We need to pray that God clean them out, God saves them, take them away. But can you imagine we have 3 openly homosexual federal judge in America. And when it comes to this case of Proposition 8, guess who got the case? A homosexual judge. What do you expect his ruling to be? It's going to be according to the devil. So we need to pray against that. Here's some more bad news. That means we got to pray. With Elena Kagan sworn in as a Supreme Court Justice on August the 7th, 2010, it is another victory for the devil. She will be the second Jewish woman on the court, and according to persisting reports, a homosexual. Already liberals in the United States are rejoicing that they have one more of their own on the Supreme Court. Much prayer is needed over this issue if we're going to survive the nation with so much decadence in our land. Now, I want you to think about two things. First of all, this woman has never held a judgeship. She has never been a judge in any way, shape, or form. She is not elevated up to the Supreme Court. You did not hear anyone saying a whole lot against her. And you know why? She is Jewish. And you know that you don't touch Jewish politicians in the United States, or you are simply toast. The Supreme Court is supposed to be upholding the Constitution. I would say that on the Supreme Court today, we have people that are not qualified. They have no morality. And I am not going to apologize for this. It was the Supreme Court in 1973 that instituted abortions to be legal in the United States. And today, 60 million Americans have died in the abortion mills. 60 million. Should we look up to these justices and say these are great men and women? Far from it. They are reprobates. They need to be saved or they need to be removed. But you know what? There is no political leader with backbones in this nation that dare to stand up and say enough is enough. This is a positive note. And I'm sorry I don't create politics in the world. The devil does that, and I'm just reporting. On August the 14th, next Saturday, our first deliverance from demons will take place in Europe. Gert and Charmaine, you remember them a few weeks ago, stood here, are going to minister to a man from Germany who's going to come to their city. It takes him 5 hours by train one way. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit greatly anoint this endeavor so that freedom from demons can come to the dark continent of Europe. Christian Dynamics course number 1 will be used as a guide for them. So this week, please be in prayer for Gert and Charmaine and the man who's going to be delivered. His name is Peter. And I'm not going to give any last names because this is webcast, is broadcast. Actually, I always mess up on the words. Anyway, it is sent out. There you go. And I don't want anything to be disrupted. We want to continue to pray for the finance of this ministry. We had a victory last month. Let's pray to be sustained on a monthly basis. So with this, those of you that like to come and help us to pray, come on up here and we're going to have our prayer time right now.
Father God, thank you for this day And we thank you, Father, that we can meet here in this room with no interference from unlawful law enforcement. And we thank you, Father, for the freedom that is still preserved in our country to have these meetings and to have church. And we thank you for preserving that, Lord. Now, I want to pray that the Proposition 8 that was voted on by the people of the state of California will be upheld. Even in the deterioration of the morals in this state, still the majority has said we believe in marriage between a man and a woman. Not two women, not two men, not animals, and all that other garbage. And so I want to pray against these homosexual judges and also their politician friends and all their entertainment. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that there can be a light to come on for these people, that they can be born again. But if not, that they would be removed swiftly, whether it's by cancer, whatever it takes, to get them out of the way, Lord, and put in some righteous judges, Lord. That's what we're asking for. And your Bible, it says, you have not because you ask not. So we're asking, and it also says, ask and it shall be given you. So, Father, we're asking for some righteous judges in the land, and that these unrighteous judges that practice their filthy deeds will be removed. And I thank you for it, Lord, and also for boldness for all Americans to speak it like it is. Homosexuality is filth. It is wickedness. It is unnatural. It is dirty. And we want to call it what it is. So we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer on this matter, and give us some righteous judges in the land. In Jesus' name. And also that the people would want to be righteous. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I'm so happy to hear and to see that there is a ministry is going on in one of the islands in the Philippines. And I praise you for that. I'm really happy to see those children just learning the Word of God. And I thank you for that. I'm so happy that there is a person, there is a pastor whose name is Rodrigo Limpot to lead the ministry. And I pray that this ministry will not only go in that island, will also go in different big islands in the Philippines, that so many people will change their heart and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord in that island, in the Philippines, in the three big islands in the Philippines. And I pray, Lord, that you protect them every day, because they are in the island of Muslim communities, and this is they need your protection every day. Yes. They need your love every day. They need your guidance every day, so that they will continue their work, continue their ministry, to prosper, to save so many souls in the Philippines. And I ask thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just come to you this morning, Lord God, thanking you and praising you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you put here on the earth to die for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us and that we are able to communicate through you to God. And dear Heavenly Father, I just praise you and thank you for salvation. And Lord, I come against the demonic entities throughout the world that are trying to raise the prices of fuel and oil and natural gas. And Lord, I command every demon and demonic force that is associated with the oil and gas and the people that are involved in trying to raise their prices, I command those demons to be cast to the ground and made deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you are in charge and that you are going to show the world who is in charge. And I praise you, Father God, and I am so excited knowing that my Father in heaven is in charge of this world, and there is great things to come out of this world, and salvation and repentance is some of the greatest things to come. And Lord God, I praise you and give you all the honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray an imprecatory prayer that you would pull down the evil that exists in the Supreme Court. We don't have the power, we don't have the right to tell you how to do it, but we have the duty to pray against your enemies. Christians forget this. Read the Psalms for a while. To the Lord, your enemies are my enemies, it says. And we have a right to pray this. So in the name of Jesus, we pray that you, Lord God, will take care of this situation and pull down this evil and give us an opportunity to restore our nation through prayer, repentance, and the like. And in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we believe that this church is being sifted by the devil. And when we're being sifted, Jesus Christ is praying day and night for us, for our faith to grow deeper, for our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be right up front, asking you, putting everything in your hands. Everything is in your hands. And week after week, month after month, you bring this church through. We're still standing, and we're going to continue to stand in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for providing. You're the provider, and we just thank you and praise you for that. And if we be doing anything that causes this sifting, show each and every one of us, Father God, what it might be, that we can make a change in our church. That's what we're praying for. And you stand with us, and you keep us uplifted, and you'll continue to uplift us with the finances that we need. And it may not be what we wish or as much as we want, but it's going to be there. And we ask you to show mercy and lift it up. Amen. Lift it up and bring us through the sifting all the way with Jesus Christ as our intercessor.
Father, we lift up Gert and Charmaine and this man, Peter, that they're coming together to have a divine appointment later on this week. And Father, we just ask that when the deliverance actually begins, that it will have its full and intended effect, that there won't be a lack of discernment on the part of Gert and Charmaine, but that you, through your Holy Spirit, will simply guide them step by step, and so that this man, Peter, can simply be set free in the way that Jesus was talking about, having that abundant life, that he can be free and to walk in the way that you intended us to walk, Heavenly Father. So, Father, we just thank you now that as Christian Dynamics Course 1 begins to have its intended effect, that it will simply continue to bless other people because it is based upon your word, Father God, and that said that your word will not go out void. So, Father, as they go and they do this, we thank you for the praise testimony that we're going to be hearing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up Vera Giles in England, and I ask you, Lord, to bless this lady. We thank you for her. We thank you that she found our webcasting and that she's been able to participate in our worship services and hear the messages that Pastor John has been giving, clarifying the teachings and of the Word of God, and making it clear and plain to us so we can understand the whole spectrum of your plan, Lord God. Father, we thank you for her gifts. We thank you for her for her interest in us, and we ask you to bless her mightily, Lord God. Provide for all her needs and whatever she needs in health-wise or otherwise, Lord, touch her and make her whole. Father God, I don't know this lady, and I don't know what things she's going through, but Father, make her a blessing wherever she is and around and with the friends of hers and relatives of hers, that she can also influence them to be followers of Jesus. Father, thank you. God bless her. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we also want to pray for the country of Pakistan this morning. Lord, it is obvious that you are judging that Islamic nation. But Father God, the people living in Pakistan are Muslims, not by choice, but by birth. And God, you have a remnant of believers in Christ in Pakistan, William Johnson, one of them, and many others. And we pray here today, Father God, in your mercy. We know what the Taliban has done. We know what the clerics of the Islamic faith are doing, Father. But we ask that you will give the current generation in Pakistan, give them an opportunity to hear about Jesus. Give an opportunity, Father God, to repent. Holy Spirit, you can begin a mighty work in that country, Father, as the floodwaters are killing thousands upon thousands, millions are dislodged, Lord. Let this be a time that your Holy Spirit will seek them out. And Father God, we recognize that those of us that are here in Sacramento today and those that are in other parts of the country, we could have been born in Pakistan. We could have been born into a Muslim family. Have you ever never heard the gospel? Have you ever believed the garbage that this man, Muhammad, cooked up, the soup he cooked up, Lord? Father God, it's by your grace that we heard the gospel. It's by your grace we are born, we are here in America. Most people are here, born here, Father God, other places. We cannot simply say we are great people. We can simply say thank you, Lord. Because I could have been born any place on this earth, Father God, and never heard the gospel. So please, touch the people of Pakistan. Let there be a day of Holy Ghost revival there, Lord, so they don't have to go to hell. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for answering the prayers spoken here today. They're on the altars. They will be answered. And we thank and we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm going to ask the children not to leave yet. We got one more thing to do here in this church today. And I would like for you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark. That's the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. And we're going to have a baby dedication here today. And it's going to be joyous, particularly to myself, because it is in our family. And we're going to be praising God for that. In Mark chapter 10, verse number 13. And he brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciple rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. Now, what we're going to have here today is a young man. He's a baby right now, but someday he's going to probably be about a 5 foot, 6 foot young man. And his name is Jethro Dylan Emmett Aversa. And the name Jethro, you know, not too many babies are named Jethro. And I looked it up in the Bible, and it comes from Jethro was the father-in-law to Moses. He was a high priest of the Midianites. He was a high priest of the Most High God, not of heathens. Now, what does the name Jethro mean? It means preeminence. I looked it up in a dictionary, and it means superior in rank, greatness. In other words, they have chosen a name, and this will be a blessing to this boy, that he is superior in rank, greatness. Every time his name is spoken, Jethro, it is simply a blessing spoken. Greatness, superior in rank. And we're going to pray today that God is going to use that boy in the future to be a man of God. So at this time, we're going to ask Dylan and Rachel and Jethro to come on up here to the platform. And then I'm going to ask the grandparents to come up and follow. Then I'm going to ask Uncle Charles and table somebody else take pictures. Come on up here. Somebody else got to take pictures for you. So we're going to have Uncle Charles and Aunt Katarina. Would you come on up here too? And their cousin, his cousins. So let's have the little Terrell family. Where did they go? Here they come. And then, not forget, Uncle Joshua, the old man, and great Aunt Ina. I happen to be the great uncle. I have the gray hair for it. So what you're watching right now is the Terrell family in the United States, except two other small ones. Okay? Are you here? Okay. So let's do, would you stand and, Thomas, come on up here. Get some oil. Hi, Jethro. How are you? Oh, you don't know how I am, huh? Let's put some oil on him. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's look at the camera, okay? My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now for this young boy, Jethro. And Lord has been giving a name of greatness and eminence. And Father God, we thank you right now that your anointing will be upon him. That, Lord, in the future, his mom and dad will be able to lead him to Christ. And that, Father God, he will be a man of God. Protect him, Father God, from illnesses. Protect him from evil people. And, Father God, we thank you that already there's a little baby girl someplace on this earth that's going to be his wife one day. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise you right now for this little boy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's pray for the parents. Let's put some oil on them. Would you stretch forth your hands? Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Dylan and for Rachel. And we pray for strength, Father God, for them as a husband and a wife, Lord, to raise this child up and other children to come, if you so deem, Lord. Give them strength. Give them power. Anoint them. Help them, Lord, to have a godly home, to have Bible studies, devotions. And Father, keep them well. We pray there be no illnesses in the family, Lord. They should be like Rachel's dad and mom, Lord, myself and Ina, that we had never had really to use hospitals, Father God. You kept us healthy. And we thank you for that. And we praise you right now for the joy of having to dedicate their child today and to bless this couple. In Jesus' name, amen. You're going to be a great singer, okay? Great singer. Now, I got to say this bit of the light side. She is Swedish. She's born here, but she is of Swedish descent. And you're Italian, right? So you have Swedish meatballs and Italian spaghetti. Thank you. Y'all might be seated.